The gruesome face-eating attack in Miami could be part of a trend, an example of something larger and much more dangerous. Miami police say they've seen similar cases recently of people behaving strangely and showing what appears to be superhuman strength. Over the weekend, Rudy Eugene attacked a 65-year-old homeless man, chewing off most of his face. Police say he was probably high on a drug known as bath salts. And we have to warn you now, we have new pictures in tonight. They are disturbing. Police say Eugene was naked, that he was growling like an animal. He was shot and killed by police when he refused to stop, but it took multiple shots. That's leading to the descriptions of what seems to be superhuman strength. Out front tonight, Armando Aguilar, president of the Miami's Fraternal of Police. I'm going to ask you a few questions in a moment, sir, but first, Elizabeth Cohen is here, our senior correspondent, who's been looking into the bizarre effects of bath salts. And Elizabeth, let me just ask you, what are bath salts? If you'd explain exactly what they are, what are they, and can they do things like appeared to happen here, where this man was literally growling, acting like a dog?
Right, Aaron, first of all, bath salts have absolutely nothing to do with the bath. They are not actual bath salts. It's just a name that they were given. And they're amphetamines. It's often one of many different drugs. These are chemicals that people make, sometimes in their own homes. These are man-made, sort of homemade kind of recipes. And they're sold sometimes in places like gas stations. It actually used to be legal because they were these new chemicals. Now they are illegal. Now, not everyone who uses bath salts is going to have this effect, you know, that's obvious. But it can have this effect for several reasons. It's a stimulant, so it's kind of like meth, for example. It's kind of like ecstasy. And so several things go on. One, people start to hallucinate and become psychotic. And two, sometimes they don't feel pain. So they're not feeling pain even if someone hits them or does inflicts anything on them. They don't feel pain. But let's go through sometimes what bath salts can do, because the list is really, it's quite scary for something you can buy in a gas station. Combative, violent behavior, hallucinations, psychosis, confusion, paranoia. So this man didn't get stronger because of the bath salts, but he perhaps was paranoid. He became psychotic. He imagined things, and he perhaps didn't feel any pain if indeed he was using bath salts.
Wow. All right. Well, Elizabeth, thank you very much. And, you know, bath salts themselves are disturbing. Obviously, there's tests going out right now to see whether this man was on bath salts. It's possible that it could have been something else or something combined with something else, LSD. Armando, let me just ask you, you were on the scene of the incident. What was your reaction? What did you see?
Well, I've been a police officer for 30 years now. This was by far the most gruesome scene that I've ever seen in my life. We've had, as you said before, two other instances in where the persons have disrobed themselves and have become very, very violent. In those two other cases, they have admitted to taking LSD, and we believe it's being mixed with some sort of other drugs. In this particular case, we won't know until the final toxicology report comes in, but the cases were so similar in nature that they both, all three took off their clothes, all three became psychotic. All three had superhuman strength and felt no pain. And it's very concerning to us because it's not just an act of a crazy person. If there is in fact a drug out there that people are taking that is making them psychotic like this, we're going to see more and more of it.